great to see everyone and to continue our learning in the men's afternoon kollel of the Dr. Yitzhak Belazon Beis Medrash. Thank you, Rabbi Shabtai, for all that you do. If you have not yet seen the new third volume of Yadrim, it just gets better and better. Great tribute to both Rabbis Shabtai. Thank you for that. And I want to thank the reiterate the sponsorship for this week, Roni and Chagit Shachar, in memory of Eliyahu Zohar Rafael Ben Masuda. And as always, a big thank you to the Frohlich Financial Group for their sponsorship. As Rav Simi said, super exciting. Everyone else is scaling back and consolidating, but Boker Ton Synagogue and the Dr. Yitzhak Belazon Beis Medrash are only growing larger and bigger and better, adding a fourth day of the week to our afternoon kola. We need Torah and Torah learning more than ever. We are continuing what I hope will be our final installment of a set of shiurim that were inspired by the last topic, and that is the nature of the mitzvah of tefillin. We've been discussing, is tefillin one mitzvah made up of two parts, the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh, or is tefillin one mitzvah? One mitzvah made up of two parts, tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, or is it two separate mitzvahs altogether? This seems to be a machlokas. The Rambam counts in Sefer HaMitzvos as two separate mitzvahs, tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, the arm tefillin and the head tefillin, and the Baha'i counts it as one mitzvah. And the Rashba understands that their debate is it in fact one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? We went through the machlokas, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, on the Gemara and Menachos, based on the brachas that you make. Rashi says you make one bracha. You recite one bracha each before the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, and assuming that you don't speak in between, that one bracha covers both. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. And Rabbeinu Tam says, in fact, you make two brachas. Ah, laniach tefillin on the tefillin of the hand, and al mitzvah tefillin on the tefillin of the head. How do we paskin? Rav Yosef Karo, the Maran Shulchan Aruch, paskins like Rashi, the Rif, and the Rambam. Namely, you make one bracha, and the Ramah, the authority of Ashkenazi jury, paskins like Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh, that we make two brachas, one before the tefillin shel yad, and one before the tefillin shel rosh. It is a machlokas. And the Rashba suggests that perhaps this machlokas, one bracha or two, is the same machlokas. Do you count one mitzvah or two? What is the nature of the mitzvah of tefillin? One mitzvah of two parts, or two independent, though obviously complementary, mitzvos all together? We saw that the Ramah does qualify and say, after you put on the head tefillin, you say al mitzvahs tefillin, and then once you tighten it, baruch shem kvod malchuso li'olam va'ed, and we spent the bulk of last time, we're not going to review in depth, but he spoke the bulk of last time, what is the nature of saying baruch shem kvod? How does that help you? Does baruch shem undo, nullify, retroactively annul the bracha levatala, the wasted bracha that you said? Or no, you made a bracha levatala, you took God's name in vain. However, when you say baruch shem, in fact, you took God's name in vain. You wasted God's name. So how do you atone for that? How do you repair for that? If you took God's name in vain, then the atonement is baruch shem. You bless his name. And that is the proper comeback. So we saw that that too was a machlokas. Rav Asher Weiss talked about it. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach talked about it. We saw several nafkaminas. If on a fast day you make a bracha and then you realize it's a fast day, should you in fact taste what you are fasting from so as not to waste God's name? Or do you say baruch shem? It would depend on this chakira, the two ways of understanding how baruch shem works. Rav Avadya Yosef also quoted it in a footnote in Yalkut Yosef, and he brought several nafkaminas as well. If in fact we're worried that it's a bracha levatala, that really you shouldn't make the second bracha, and therefore we try to hedge by saying baruch shem, should you answer amen if you hear someone else make the bracha al mitzvahs tefillin? So Rav Shlomo Kluger said yes, that's not considered a bracha levat, a wasted amen, an amen chatufa, an amen yisoma. That is a good full-fledged amen, even though the bracha perhaps is a debate whether it should be said, but since there's a position that it should be said, that amen is legitimate, bona fide amen. Whereas Rav Avadya said, consistent with the Sephardic position, that the second bracha should not be said, amitzas tefillin, and therefore you should not answer amen, and a sensitive, thoughtful Ashkenazi will recite that second bracha, balachash, quietly, so as not to put anyone in the position of having to worry whether they should answer amen. Since when do we hedge in halacha? We don't find it in many other areas of machlokas, mechaber, amar, rambam, rosh. Do you say a bracha? And we Ashkenazim paskin to say the bracha. We don't find that we hedge and qualify by saying baruch shem. Why here? So lastly, we saw a beautiful Aruch HaShulchan that the reason baruch shem is introduced with tefillin has nothing to do with hedging in halacha. That'd be a good title for this shir, hedging in halacha. It has nothing to do with hedging in halacha, but said the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Yechiel Michal Epstein, it has to do instead with what? Tefillin is associated with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. One should wear tefillin when they say Shema, just as Shema is followed by Baruch Shem, putting on the tefillin of that is followed by Baruch Shem. And that led us up to the last question. And the last question was fully understanding Rabbeinu Tam. Let me share my screen with you. Fully understanding Rabbeinu Tam. You see, Rabbeinu Tam said, where did you all go? There you are. I want to see your Hadras Panim. There it is. Rabbeinu Tam said that you make two separate brachas. The bracha on the tefillin of the head and a bracha of the tefillin of the arm. Two separate brachas. Laniach tefillin on the arm and amitzvah tefillin on the head. But Rabbeinu Tam then threw in that imsach, if you spoke between putting on the two tefillin, then you make two brachas on the head tefillin, both lahaniach and al mitzvahs on the head tefillin. And everybody asks on this Rabbeinu Tam. For example, looking at our shared source sheets, this is an essay by Rav Asher Weiss Shlita Mori Varabi. I don't know if it appears in one of his newer writings. It's in an old booklet that was put out by his kollel. They used to put out pamphlets on different topics. This was on the issue of tefillin and Darche Hora'a. In this pamphlet, Darche Hora'a, he has an essay on tefillin, one mitzvah or two. And here he asks, Omnam, Mashi yesh l'tmoa b'shita satosvos, dimsach mevarach shtayim asherosh, that if in fact you spoke between the arm and the head, you make two brachas on the head, v'chi heichan matzinu shemevarach shtei brachas al mitzvah achas. Since when do we find that you make two blessings on one mitzvah? This is not parallel or similar to the two brachas, because maybe you'll jump up and say, what do you mean we never find you make two brachas on one mitzvah? We absolutely do. Where's the precedent? When do we find that? When it comes to a bris. When it comes to a bris, the Moal says, Alamila, and the father says, Lachnisa bevirso shel Avram Avinu. So says Rav Asher, don't compare the two brachas on the head tefillin to the two brachas on the milah. Birchas lachniso, birchas alamila. De zela'av v'zela mo'al. There are two separate people making those brachas. The mo'al makes the alamila, and the father makes the lachniso. Vod, moreover, de birchas alamila, let's a maisa amila ne'emeres. The bracha alamila is made on the mitzvah. Ubirchas lachniso, on mitzvah sa'av, lachnis is b'no lebriso shel Avram Avinu. Because it's a separate mitzvah that the father is fully acknowledging that he's merited to bring this child into the bris, the covenant of Avram Avinu. Ach me'olam lo matzinu shtei brachas al mitzvah achas. So this is unusual that there are two brachas, but it's not comparable because the two brachas with mila, one is on the father and one is on the mo'al, A, and B, one is on the mitzvah, and one the father is acknowledging the merit of bringing his child under the canopy of Torah and mitzvahs. Ukvar herich b'zeh bach b'simen chafei. So Rav Asher quotes that the Bach, the Bais Chodesh, Rav Yoel Sirks, was bothered by this himself. V'heisik dikasher mevarach laniach asher rosh, tzorach l'mashesh b'shel yad, v'rak achar kach mevarach al mitzvos tefillin ayin shom. Ua, says Rav Asher, quoting the Bach. The Bach says, so troubling is Rabbeinu Tam's position that if you spoke between the tefillin of the arm and tefillin of the head, that you would recite two brachas on the tefillin of the head, laniach tefillin and al mitzvos tefillin. Why are you saying the halaniach? So troubling is the fact that you'll say a second bracha that the Bach suggests that you in fact move the tefillin of the arm before you make the first bracha on the tefillin of the head. So again, you made a lahaniach and you put on your arm tefillin. Then your friend walked in the room and you said, Shalom Aleichem, I haven't seen you in forever. And then you realize, I'm in the middle of putting on my tefillin. Now it's time to put on the head tefillin. But you spoke. What do? You make two brachas, lahaniach and al mitzvos tefillin. Says the Bach, why are you making two? Really, I would think it would be one. Therefore, move the arm tefillin when you say the lahaniach so that it's not so unusual. So the question bothered Rav Asher, it bothered the Bach, and it should still bother you. It's what we ended with last week, investigating the insight of Rav Shechter Shlita in Eretz Tzvi, which we'll come back to in a second. But just to finish this piece by Rav Asher Weiss, v'hinei, me'azu mitamid nitpalesli b'dvivri ha-Rambam. I was in wonder from the words of the Rambam. B'chol ha-makom ha-sanah, lama hiktam mitzvah shel rosh, mitzvah shel yad. Why does the Rambam always first talk about the mitzvah of the head tefillin before the hand? Halo b'pashas tefillin kadam shel yad l'shel rosh, sh'namruk sh'atam losa yadecha v'ayla tetafoz b'ininecha. The psukim, the four times it appears about putting on tefillin, always mention the arm tefillin first, then the head tefillin. So why, when the Rambam codifies, does he first talk about the head tefillin, then the arm tefillin? V'efshu l'fi masha kasav ha-teisu b'brachos, the tefillin sh'rosh ikram b'nei sh'yesh b'hem dalad batan v'shim. Because the tefillin sh'rosh is in fact superior. It's more sophisticated. Why? The arm tefillin have the four parshios in one box. The head tefillin have four separate units, four separate boxes. The arm tefillin, the bias, the box, is plain on the outside. The head tefillin has the shin engraved, incorporated within the leather of the head tefillin, partially spelling out Hashem's name. And therefore, suggests Rav Asher, maybe that's why the tefillin are even more superior in some ways, and that's why, though it's not the order the pasuk mentions it, the Rambam first talks about the tefillin of the head. The Yadua Sheha Rambam al Af Sheherich be And meanwhile, the Rambam is a mystery of the order he goes in. Okay, back to what we started to look at last week in Rav Shechter. Let's look at this together. So, trying to expand this to see even more of my dear friends. Ah, there it is. Okay, Shkoyach. So we started to look at this piece in Eretz HaTzvi together of Shechter. And let's go again. We'll read the part that we read already fairly quickly, and then we'll pick up to be able to see what he was getting at, the punchline. We left it off. It was a suspense. I hope you all made it since last week. Hope you got some sleep. Tosus brachos asher kitchanu kos v'shem rabbeinu tam d'minech tefillin shayit rosh levad, mevarach shtayim asher rosh bavad, v'hu pela. Heichen matzina mitzvah shem mevarachan aleha shtei brachos. Same question Rav Asher, same question as the Bach. Where do we find the mitzvah that you make two brachos? The chen tam ha'gra, the gra also asks, da'asher rosh yigmar mitzvah v'ikar yish b'da'ad batam v'shem mevarach al mitzvahs. That the gra, Tosus there himself points out, the shorosh is superior, it's got four compartments and a shin, and that's why you make the greater bracha of al mitzvahs, which is the classic Birchas HaMitzvah. Lahaniach is not a classic Birchas HaMitzvah. The classic Birchas HaMitzvah is Al Mitzvahs, whatever it is. So here, Al Mitzvahs Tefillin is the more classic bracha, arguably to a degree the higher level bracha, and it's reserved for the Tefillin Shorosh, because that is the higher mitzvah, because that has four compartments and the shin. V'anir lomar b'bir shita sara b'inu ta'am, da'af b'mitzvahs milah matzinu ken sh'mavarachin sh'tei brachas achad ha'mitzvah, sh'amo b'mavarach ala milah v'avya ben mavarach lach niso. Just like Rav Asher alluded to, we do have another example of making two brachas on one mitzvah, namely bris. It's very easy to understand. Really, when we see the two brachos on Mila, one is a birchas ha-mitzvah, that's the one the Maal makes, and the other comes after. It's not a birchas ha-mitzvah. Al ha-mila is the birchas ha-mitzvah. La'achnisa bevriso is after the fact, the observation, the gratitude that we've merited to reach this point. When the mila is complete, the father says, la'achniso, in order to affirm that this bris is not done barbarically, it's not done in a pagan idol worship, but rather it's done to serve the ribono shel olam. La'achniso bevriso of whom? Avram Avinu. So therefore, there was a tradition. We don't have this, but we do have this. I'm sorry. The father makes the bracha lachniso after the mila. Why? If it were a birchas ha-mitzvah, it should have to be kodem. It should have to be over la'asiyasan, before the mitzvah. So you see the fact that it's after, that it's not indeed a birchas ha-mitzvah, it's a birchas ha-shevach. The same is true with the Birchas Erusin. It's done after Harayat and then the Bracha. That's not our tradition. That one's not our tradition. But that was the tradition of the Taz, who quotes this practice. And therefore, similarly, Birchas Erusin is like Lahachnisa Bevriso, which is coming after the fact. Now, I understand where the Taz was coming from to suggest that Birchas Erusin is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, because we saw Pidivrei HaRosh in Ksubas, the Birchas Erusin ain't a Birchas HaMitzvah. Ki Piri V'Rivya Hainu Kiyem HaMitzvah, Im Lokach Pilagish V'Kayim Piri V'Rivya, Ainu Mokhi Lekadish Isha. I know I'm reading fast, but it's just a review of last time. It's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh, But the Rosh is of the opinion that Birchas Erusin, the bracha that the Mesader Kedushin makes under the chuppah, and usually before the ring is placed on the bride's finger, that this bracha, says the Rosh, is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Why? Because getting married is not a mitzvah. It's a Hechsher mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is having children. Getting married is not a mitzvah. It's just a Hechsher mitzvah. It precedes. It empowers the mitzvah. But the truth is, if you marry a Pilegesh, you can fulfill, if you have a union, I should say, not marry. If you have a union with a Pilegesh, you can fulfill the mitzvah of promulgation, of multiplying, periyavaribya, and you don't have any obligation to get married. Similarly, you can marry a postmenopausal woman. One is allowed to marry an infertile woman, a sterile woman. So how could that be? If getting married were a mitzvah, and it were the mitzvah for periyavaribya, where would be the mitzvah? So you see, you can get married in those circumstances. Getting married proper is not a mitzvah, and therefore, according to the Rosh, the bracha upon marriage is not a classic bracha on a mitzvah. It is a birchas hashevach. It's a blessing of praise to Hashem. We've merited to observe this beautiful union and the continuity of a Jewish home. Aval bebirchas lachniso eina nira lo markein klal. Shei nusach bracha kitzar shela shava mamash tol shah birchas hamitzvos. How are you going to say that, though, when it comes to the bracha lachniso bevruso? The mevarchim bewashir kedisham mitzvah v'tzivanu. The father says, Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, shekidesh shalom mitzvah v'tzivanu lachnisa bevruso shel Aharon avinu bezmanu. The bracha you're making is asher kidishanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu. This follows the template, the matbeya, of a classic birchas ha-mitzvah. So I understand you can make the argument that birchas erusin is not a birchas ha-mitzvah, but how could you make the argument lachniso is not? It begins asher kidishanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu. The fact that Rabbeinu Tam lumps and links the bracha of marriage and the bracha of bris together, birchas eris and birchas lachnisa mashma pipshuto techad time letravayu b'meshestein nemar laachar asiyosan. It seems that he believes that both have the same status from the fact that both can be said after the mitzvah and don't have to precede it, do not have to be done over laasiyosan. So if Schechter does not like the suggestion that it's not a birchas ha-mitzvah, he says that may work for birchas erusin, but it doesn't work for the bracha of lachniso. So how else are we going to understand Rabbeinu Tam? Again, so we have two questions that we're addressing, and this is what we were up to last week. The two questions that we're addressing are, number one, oh, chat, I'm sorry, I've been ignoring the chat. Where's the chat? Here it is. The two questions that we are addressing are, number one, Rabbeinu Tam, if you speak between the arm tefillin and the head tefillin, why are you making two brachas on the head tefillin? And number two, how are we linking the bracha of the hachnisa with the bris, with the bracha of birchas erusin, and saying both of them come after the fact? Utveh haya nira levar, sheneschadish kan sug nosaf shel birchas hamitzvah. Comes along Rav Schechter and he's mechadish the following. We have a new category of a birchas hamitzvah. Devesuk of a tzitzis v'shofar tiknu chacham in birchas hamitzvah al maisa hamitzvah. When it comes to sukkah, tzitzis, and shofar, the birchas hamitzvah corresponds with the action of the mitzvah. So think about it. When I put on my tzitzis, I can't have somebody else say al mitzvah tzitzis for me, or lis'atev p'tzitzis for me. When I blow the shofar, I don't have somebody else say the bracha, I say the bracha. When I shake the lulav, I'm the one who makes the bracha. When I sit in the sukkah, I'm the one who says the bracha. It's a classic birchas hamitzvah. It's a mitzvah, and it is preceded, is introduced with the mindfulness, the intention of the mitzvah. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvasav v'tzivanu. God, you sanctified us by commanding us and giving us the mitzvah. And then succinctly, we name the mitzvah. We name the mitzvah. A mitzvah tzitzis, a mitzvah tefillin. We name the mitzvah. So that's the first kind of a birchas hamitzvah. The first kind of a birchas hamitzvah is succinct. It's short, it's straight and to the point, and it is recited by the one who does the mitzvah. It cannot be delegated to another. V'hainu nami inya birchas al hamila, shemavarach ha-moal over la'asiyasan. And this is the nature of the moal's bracha of al hamila. The moal says, right, what does the moal say? He prepares everything. He puts the mugain, he slides the shield on the baby, with the foreskin. Everything is ready to go. He holds the knife. I've seen moalim who don't get this right either. You can't start to slice and say the bracha al hamila when you're halfway through the chituch, halfway through the slice. That's not considered over la'asiyasan. The proper way to recite a birchas hamitzvah is over la'asiyasan. So a good moal holds up the knife, has everything ready because you don't want to delay in between the bracha and the mitzvah. A good moal puts the mugain on, has the shield on, has the knife out of its covering or case, is holding it up and ready to go, but is sure to first complete the bracha. Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kirishanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu al hamila. That's the classic birchas hamitzvah, like shofar, and like tzitzis, and like sukkah. However, aval b'mitzvahs mila nosaf al ma'isa hamitzvah hana'ase b'sha'ato. When it comes to bris mila, in addition to the bracha that corresponds with the act which is said in the moment, yesh gam ken chalos haba mikoch ma'isa zeh. This is Rav Shechter's big chiddush, and I love it. I love it because he's my Rebbe, and I love it because it's a gevaldik chiddush. I'm sharing it with you today, and I know you're going to love it. What's his chiddush? Certain mitzvos, all you have is the act, and certain mitzvos, the act of the mitzvah creates a transformation and brings about a new reality. When I sit in the sukkah and I leave the sukkah, is there a new reality? Okay, I understand Api Pnimiyas HaTorah and Kabbalah and Nister and Chassidus. Yes, there's a new reality. I sat in the sukkah in the shade of Hashem. It changed me, v'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. But in terms of my actual status, it didn't change anything. When I shook the Dalad Minim, when I put on my tzitzis, when I heard the shofar, is there a change, a chalos? No. There was the maisa mitzvah, the act of the mitzvah. But mila is different. Because mila, there's the maisa. Before the baby was an orel, before the baby had a foreskin. But a person who does a proper mila, cuts off the foreskin, nizgal za'atara, reveals the crown, reveals the head, the tip, and fulfills the mitzvah of mila. There's the maisa of the mitzvah. But there's also a chalos, hanish'eres alatino kafilu la'achrasman, v'hainu chalos shem ben bris. You see, a baby without a bris can't participate in the Korban Pesach. A baby without a bris is not somebody who is eligible for Korbanos and Achilas Kodshim. So Rav Shechter's Machadish the following here. Both are Birchas HaMitzvah. You can't argue it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Both are Birchas HaMitzvah. But there are two types of a birchas hamitzvah. There is the ordinary, the usual, the normative birchas hamitzvah, where you do a maisa mitzvah, there's the act of the mitzvah, and there's the bracha that goes with the act. Sukkah, tzitzis, shofar, lulav, mila. But there's a second bracha that corresponds with a second mitzvah. And the second mitzvah of bris is not on the maisa, it's on the chalos. There's a new reality. Before, the baby was an orel. He was eno mahul. Before, the baby was nishkamalt. And therefore, Nishgamalt, as an Eino Mohol, he was ineligible to participate in certain aspects of Jewish life. A full-fledged Jew, a baby boy, a Jewish boy without a bris, is still a Jew, but is ineligible to participate in some aspects of Jewish life and living. And therefore, there are two aspects to the mitzvah. The Maisa, and that gets the bracha, the succinct, classic, Birchas HaMitzvah of Al Hamila, and the Chalos. Chalos means the result, the transformation, the change in status. The chalos is, this baby went from nishgamalt, from being an RL, to being mol, to being gamalt. The baby went to being a full-fledged, fully practicing member of the Jewish people. V'lachein nami mevorchen la'achar asiyasan bedavka, la'achar shekvar nesha v'hachalos u'bala olam. So says Rav Shechter, when it comes to a birchas ha-mitzvah, which is not about the maisa, but which is about the chalos, when does the birchas ha-mitzvah have to be over la'asiyasan? When does the birchas ha-mitzvah have to happen before the act, before the mitzvah? That's the maisa. That's the birchas on the maitza. But when the bracha is on the chalos, it's on the result, it's on the reality, it's on the transformation, it's on the change of status, when is it most important, when is it most appropriate to make that type of bracha? Not before. When is it most appropriate to make that type of bracha? After. V'yishlomar dezoi kavanas ha-taisus ma-shekosav v'tiknua kan legalos lo-diyah shezu ha-mila nasa l'shem yotzreinu. Maybe this is what Tosfos meant when he said that we instituted the bracha of l'achnisa b'vrisa shel Avram Avinu in order to reveal and in order to affirm that this mila is done for the sake of, in response to the command of our Creator, klomar, shenosaf al birchas al amila, dekai al amaisa mitzvah shal maisa amila, in addition to the bracha on the act, which is the classic maisa mitzvah, the classic birchas mitzvah, tiknu bracha nosefes shalach niso amashachal al tinok chaloch shem bembris. That's what Tosfos meant. The second bracha is not a birchas mitzvah. I know that was a double negative. You'll forgive me. The second bracha is not a birchas hamitzvah. It is a birchas hamitzvah. It's just a different type of birchas hamitzvah. It's an unusual birchas hamitzvah, namely a birchas hamitzvah of a chalos. So Jonathan Charm asks in the chat, is there another example of bracha of chalos? And Jonathan, you could not have thrown me a better alley-oop. V'hainu taimanami de birchas erusin. Sha'ideha erusin chal al ha'isha din eishas ish. Asher inyan chalos zeh nogeh l'chol Yisrael. Whether there's a mitzvah to get married, no mitzvah to get married, machlokas, Rambam, Rush, nafkamina, who chooses the Masadar Kedushin, lots of nafkaminas. What if the chassan is deaf? Should the Masadar Kedushin make the bracha anyway? If it's a birchas ha-mitzvah for him, you don't make it for someone deaf. You're not his shliach. If it's a tzibur who's gathered, then you would. It's a birchas ha-shevach. That's a whole separate chabura. Yadrim, volume 1. I wrote up a chabura on birchas erusin. Ayin Sham, you can look there. But whether you understand that birchas erusin is a birchas ha-mitzvah or not, the bottom line is that the bracha is on the chalos. Beforehand, this woman was single. Now, she's off the market. Unavailable. She is married, an eishes ish. I would say he is also off the market, and he is. But biblically speaking, he could have more than one wife. So if you're Sephardi, he's still on the market. So the bracha really revolves around her, because she's the one who technically, according to all opinions, biblical and rabbinic practice, is off the market. So Rav Shechter's Mechadesh. Both are birchas ha-mitzvah. But the birchas ha-mitzvah, which applies to the ma'isa ha-mitzvah, the act of the mitzvah, it's succinct, it's short, it's to the point. It's said before the mitzvah, and it's said by the one performing the mitzvah. But a birchas ha-mitzvah, which goes on a chalos, it goes on a status change, that can be said or should be said after the mitzvah. And it doesn't have to be said by the one performing the mitzvah. It is said even by someone else who is observing and noting and affirming this chalos. This chalos. We don't have this practice, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, Birchas Erusin is said after. And this also explains another anomaly. It explains another question, namely, that Birchas Erusin is the least romantic bracha under a chuppah of all time. We're mentioning this woman, she's now off the market, she's unavailable, she's prohibited, Isra Arayos, she's included in the Arayos. We're mentioning Arayos under the chuppah? What are we doing? Where's the romance? Says Rav Shechter, we're mentioning Arayos. Why? Because we're talking about the chalos. The whole idea of this bracha is to explain the chalos, the new reality, the changed reality. The kol zeba b'chdei lahazbir, Yoser as in chalos ha'isha asher aleha koi ha'bracha. The bracha is all about she's no longer single, she's no longer available, but now she has the change of status. She was a penuya, and now she's an eishes ish. And the difference between a penuya and an eishes ish is an extraordinary difference. Can be a life and death difference for the person who seeks a romantic relationship with them. So what we're really blessing is not the ma'isa ha-mitzvah, what we're really blessing is the chalos, the change reality. That's why it can be said by someone else. That's why Rabbeinu Tam had the practice of saying it after, not before. So we've explained, Rav Shechter has explained, two types of birchas ha-mitzvah, and that explains why we have a bracha lachniso, and why we have a birchas ha-erusin, and why for Rabbeinu Tam, the two are linked together. Both can be said by someone else other than the one doing the mitzvah. Both can be said after the mitzvah, not before. Why? Not because it's not a birchas ha-mitzvah, but because it's a different type of birchas ha-mitzvah, a birchas ha-mitzvah on a chalos. Uchaigav nami near the farish b'shitas ha-rambam. T'kshem sh'mavarchan al erev ha-tzeros v'shitufa imavos kach mavar al erev ha-tchumen. The Rambam has an opinion. There's a bracha you make on an erev ha-tzeros. Those who are in smichas chaver, we spoke about this a little bit last night, because you're allowed to make your erev tchumen ben ha-shmashos, but not erev you're not allowed to make an erev tchumen, you can make erev ha-tzeros. It's ben ha-shmashos. So the Rambam says, what's an erev ha-tzeros? In order to be able to carry, I have to have both a perimeter of machitzos or halachic imaginary machitzos. I have to have a perimeter around the area I want to carry in. And I also have to have what's called an erev chatzeros. An erev chatzeros means that there's food that is owned, there's an ownership by all the residents within that space that we wish to carry. How do we do that? Rabbi Berbovsky and I get together once a year and we buy a case of matzah and I make the bracha on the erev chatzeros and then he takes the matzah and he lifts it in order to acquire it on behalf of all the residents who live and who will live within that Erev for the duration of time that we are relying on it. And we renew it each and every year. That's an Erev Chatzeros. So the Rambam has, you make a bracha on an Erev Chatzeros. And the Rambam says, you also make a bracha on an Erev Tchumen. What's an Erev Tchumen? I'm not allowed to walk more than 2,000 Amma outside my Makom Shvisa. I have to declare a home base. This is where I am residing, I'm resting on Shabbos. And now 2,000 Amma in every direction I can go, but no more. However, if I put some food 2,000 Amma away, and I indicate that that's my Makom Shvisa, that's where I want to establish residence and rest, I've bought myself an extension of another 2,000 Amma. So the Rambam says, just like you make a bracha on an Erev Chatzeros, you also make a bracha on an Erev Tchumen. What are you making a bracha? A birchas mitzvah on an Erev Tchumen. Who says there's a mitzvah to make an Erev Tchumen? Bishlam Erev Chatzeros v'shetuvah mavos yesh lehekel l'shabbos, shalala hotz l'shasarabim. I understand why you're making Erev Chatzeros, because that's enhancing Shabbos. Ela Erev Tchumen kula nafka mina l'shabbos, v'lo chumra, heyach yom revitzivan o mitzvah z'erev. That is a leniency, not a stringency. It is enabling me to walk further, not less. Therefore, it's not contributing to the honor of Shabbos. So who said there's a mitzvah to make an Erev Tchumen? And if there's no mitzvah to make an Erev Tchumen, why in the world would I make a bracha? Uvipshuto hayanir le das Rambam, shabracha zikoya chalos ha-heter abayi de Erev, v'lo al etzam maisa hanachas ha-Erev, shoreinenu maisa mitzvah klal ketainas ha-Raivin. So says Rav Schechter, based on our analysis, we now have Jonathan Charm, a third example of a bracha on a chalos. Example number one is, the baby was nishgamalt, the baby was an arel, and there was a chalos, there was a change, he became gemalt, he became a full member of Klal Yisrael in the covenant of Avram Avinu. That change, the chalos, demands a bracha. When it came to Erisin, the woman was a penuya, she was single, no longer. She's an ish ish, she's officially off the market. There is a bracha on the chalos, on that change. And thirdly, an Erev Tchumen. This was my Makom Shvisa, here's where I was resting. I have changed my status of where I declare that I'm resting. There's a new reality of my relationship to the landscape, to the GPS coordinates, I've changed them. And the chalos of changing my GPS coordinates also would demand a bracha. Not because it's a mitzvah, but because it's a chalos. V'chein nami, nir l'farish b'nogel l'birchas ha-tfila. Tevishlam al-deas ha-sorim t'tfila b'zman ha-mitzvah, nicha mashem avarchan al ha-tfila. What about the bracha a woman makes when she immerses in the mikvah? For that matter, if a man were immersing for halachically stringent reasons, in theory, in antiquity, he would. But a woman today makes the bracha of al hatfila. So the bracha she's making, al hatfila. So if you hold tefila b'zman mitzvah, that you're obligated to go in the mikvah when it is your time, when your time has arrived, mitzvah. But if you hold there is no mitzvah to go b'zmana, so why are you making a bracha? Why are you making a bracha? V'yishlomer b'zagufa bezofanim od tefila havyashapir mitzvah el delo ichpas lanim tovel hayom amachar. Because even the opinion who says tefila b'zmana lav mitzvah believes that tefila in the mikvah is a mitzvah. Just to do it on that day is not a mitzvah. L'fi atzad zeh adayin nicha ma'am mevarchas v'anida b'shas tovel. So then we understand why Onida makes a bracha. Od yesh lafarsh deleka mitzvah klal b'tefila. Or maybe no, there is no mitzvah. If she wants to remain in her nida status perpetually, indefinitely, who says there's a mitzvah she has to go to the mikvah? Lo bezmana v'lo shelo bezmana. Not in the time and not after the time. Ubir akra, durachatz b'mayim v'taher, in yanoshim yit bo yitar. The pasuk is merely making an observation. She's not obligated to go to the mikvah. Simply the matir, if she wants to purify herself and become eligible to be intimate with her husband, then she has to go to the mikvah. Avar reshoi hu lamod b'tum aso im yirtza. But if one wants to remain impure, they can. So if you understand that tefila b'zman lav mitzvah means not only is the timing not the mitzvah, but going to the mikvah altogether is not a mitzvah. One who wants to remain tameh or tameah may remain that way. And there's no mitzvah to have to go to the mikvah. So why are you making a bracha? Why are you making a bracha? Ulfi dvareinu nicha shezesug sheni shebirchas ha-mitzvah. V'lokoy abracha is a ma'isa mitzvah, ela al chalos ha-tahara haba mikoch ma'isa ha-tfila. So here we have what are we up to, number four? Here we have a fourth example of this unusual second type of birchas ha-mitzvah, not a birchas ha-mitzvah on the ma'isa, but a birchas ha-mitzvah on the chalos of the mitzvah. Number one, a baby boy, nishgamalt to gamalt, an orel to being mahul, that's a chalos, it gets a bracha, lahachniso. Number two, going from a pnuya, a single woman, to an eishes ish. There's a change in chalos. It gets a bracha called the birchas eirusin. Number three, eiruv in tchumen. I used to live over here. I'm declaring that my GPS coordinates, I now live over there. There's a chalos. I have a new address. And that demands a bracha. And number four, if you assume that immersing and purifying is not a mitzvah, then why are you making a bracha? Because the person who was tamei or tmeya, who goes in the mikvah and comes out pure, there's a chalos. V'achanami nir lomar l'gabi birchas shchita. Now a fifth example. Maisa shchita ina maisa mitzvah be'emes. Ela shashchita mishameshes kemati lahasa es eivr minachai. This in a vela. Ayin hasagas arayivir l'minyan ha-mitzvos. Sh'arabba manu b'chlal minyan ha-asin l'shchot behem machai v'of. V'achir yocha b'sarim v'isigo arayivir ein lo tam. Ulai lava b'michlal ha-say ha-say. So there's a machlok is Rambam and Raivid. How do you view the mitzvah of shchita? Is there a mitzvah of shchita? Is there a mitzvah of shchita? If you're a vegetarian, lo aleinu. You could still be in the afternoon kolol, but lo aleinu. If you're a vegetarian, if you're a vegan, you might be pasul eidus, but you could still learn with the afternoon kolol. I'm just joking. Yikasha le'edus, chas v'shalom. I love it. How do you know if someone's a vegan? Don't worry, they'll tell you. That's the old joke. Anyway, so how did I get on that? Oh, because let's say somebody says, I don't want to eat meat. My cholesterol's high, my blood pressure's high, pandemic, I want to avoid the doctor. I'm disavowing no meat. I'm going vegan, I'm going vegetarian. Is there a mitzvah to shecht? So some say shechita is a mitzvah. Others say shechita is not a mitzvah, it's a matir. You don't have to eat meat, but if you want to eat meat, the only way to do it and be matir, iser nevel, iser menachai, is through a proper shechita. It's a machlok, it's a Rambam Raivid. The Rambam himself is not going to compare shechita to sitting in a sukkah or taking dalad minim or hearing the shofar of the Megillah. Of course the Rambam doesn't think shechita is a classic mitzvah saseh that you're obligated. So then how come the Rambam says you're making a bracha? Before the shechita, this animal was an eiver menachai. Before the shechita, the animal was potentially an avela treifa. After the proper shechita, there's a chalos. It's now become eligible for me to eat. Everyone is subject, the vegan, the vegetarian, we're all equally prohibited to Eivor Menachai. We're all equally prohibited to Nevela. So for all of us, there's a change of chalos. I don't care if you don't plan on eating that animal, but the bottom line is, the animal is a new animal. There's a chalos, there's a new status, there's a new name. And therefore, there's a bracha on the chalos for Shechita. So maybe the mikvah lady can make the bracha ala tefillah. Maybe the woman in the mikvah doesn't have to make it because it's a bracha on a chalos. So even the mikvah lady can make it. It's a good kasha. It's a good shayla. But we've so far seen five examples. Let's chazer. What were the five examples again? We saw lachniso, bris. We saw birchas erusin. We saw birchas on an erev tchumen. We saw the bracha of ala tefillah going to the mikvah, and we saw shechita. Five examples where it's not a classic mitzvah with a maisa mitzvah and a birchas mitzvah and a maisa, but a second kind of a birchas mitzvah, namely a birchas mitzvah on a chalos. V'chein yir lomar l'gabi birchas on tzilas yadayim. Zeh lashon ha-ramban, sefer ha-mitzvos, v'chein tzilas yadayim, ein mitzvah sebechiv klav, lo yitil chacham ma'od nashito yadu v'chal lechol. Asher kishon mitzvah tzivanu al tzilas yadayim, the bracha to wash your hands. You're hungry for a sandwich, so you're going to make a bracha to wash your hands. Who said there's a mitzvah to wash your hands? The only way you're allowed to eat that sandwich is if you wash. But let's say you go gluten-free, you're never eating bread again, you're not mechuyev to wash, so how can you make a bracha? The Ramban himself clearly says, the bracha shigrishon zavitzivanu al natilas yadayim is, the only way I can touch, I can eat the sandwich is by washing my hands. So it's a matir. And you can say, asher kedishonam mitzvosav vitzivanu, not only on a tzivui, on a classic asay, I could say it on a matir as well. And now we get to the punchline. You ready? Fantastic, no? Gevaldik. Six examples of this new kinds of a birchas mitzvah, a bracha on a chalos. Umeata near the first beshitas Rabbeinu Tam, Madisfil, Mavarchin Shte Brachas, Hashar Rosh Levad. The Ap and Mitzvah Sanachas Tfil and Dumya You're listening? You're going to love this. When you wear tefillin, what's tefillin like? Tzitzis? Or is tefillin like going to the mikvah? Is tefillin like sukkah? Or is tefillin like getting married or having a bris? Where's the chalos? Is there a change in status having worn tefillin? The answer is yes. Tefillin is both. Tefillin has the maisa mitzvah and the classic bircha bracha on the maisa mitzvah. Al mitzvah's tefillin like anatilas lulav, leshev basukkah, lesatev betzitzis. It's a classic maisa. But it also has a chalos. The kiddush gufa adam, you've sanctified your being. V'raya davar zeh yeshlahavi b'gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, poshe Yisrael b'gufan yeshlan onesh miyucha b'gehenem. Those who desecrate, those who violate Hashem's will with their body, have a special place in Gehenem. Umavur Gemara Shama, who are these poshe Yisrael b'gufan? Omarav karkafta de lomarach tefillin. A person who never wore tefillin. A person whose body never had tefillin. This is the source of the Rebbe Zatzal's campaign to put tefillin on every Jew, so that every Jew would be spared this Gehenem of not being a karkafta d'lomarach tefillin. They would not be a body that never wore tefillin, so get tefillin on every Jew. V'nei lo matzim l'gav b'shar mitzvah she'ishtam she'chazar b'loshen kazu, v'lomar gavr d'l'yosef b'metalsa, o she'yomra mishehu, shu gavr shal nata lulav. We don't talk about somebody as, this is a person who, here's the chalah, their status is, this is a yid that never took a lulav, a yid who never sat in a sukkah, a yid who never wore tzitzis. You never talk about them in that way. Pashtas ha'gemara mora, she'ish eisha chalos kedusha miyuchedah she'chala agavra minich tefillin, she'osa ha'kedusha chaseir etla karkafta l'omarach tefillin. Tefillin are unique, tefillin are different, tefillin are singular. The individual who never wore tefillin has a status of having never worn tefillin. And once they've worn tefillin, you help them fulfill tefillin. Once a person has worn tefillin, now there's a chalos. It says not about the arm, it says about a head that never wore tefillin. Ooh, not about an arm that never wore tefillin. Karkafta d'lamarach tefillin, a head that never wore tefillin. T'mash mektaski l'kedushas agavam yichel izba b'davka ayidah anachas tefillin shel rosh. The Rebbe's campaign was for the tefillin shel rosh. Once you're putting on the tefillin shel rosh, put on tefillin shel yad also on every Jew. But the real campaign is, in order to avoid being a karkafta d'lamarach tefillin, is to wear the tefillin of the rosh. V'lo ayidah anachas la tefillin shel yad. V'chein mash mektas midrashas or b'liyazar gadol. Al ha-pasik v'ro kol ame aretz kishem Hashem nikra alachav yirami mecha. Pasuk says, all the nations of the world will see Hashem's name written on us, and they will fear us. Where will they see Hashem's name written on us? Eilu tefillin shebarosh, shin, dalet, and yud, and the tefillin of rosh, they'll see Hashem's name on us. Mash mektas tadafke, de anachas tefillin sheroshu, de shem Hashem nikra akarkaf, lamarach tefillin. Ve'einin yentcha al yadei mashem inech tefillin sheyad. And this is something specific to the head tefillin. There is no God's name in the arm tefillin. The shin is in the head tefillin. That's where they see Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha. That's where Viyaro Mimeka. That's where you achieve Karkaftadlo, not being a Karkaftadlo Marach tefillin. Umeyata Yeshlomer, the Lekach Svirli Rabbeinu Tam, She'asha Roshi, She'lavorach Shtei Brachos. The Birchas Lahaniach Kaya, Maisa Mitzvah, Danachas tefillin. The Bracha Lahaniach, classic Birchas HaMitzvah, on the Maisa Mitzvah of the tefillin Shayad. Ubirchas Al Mitzvahs, Kai achalos hakedusha yisera shechala akarkafta dar gaver demarach tefillin sherosh. What's the second bracha? It's our second kind of birchas hamitzvah, not a birchas hamitzvah on a maisa. It's our second kind of birchas hamitzvah on a chalos. What's the chalos? You no longer an oisvarf who never wore tefillin. You have that new kedusha. You have that status of now you're a karkafta demarach tefillin. Now shem Hashem nikra alecha. You wore the tefillin. Now you therefore have this new status. You have this new status. It's like Birchas Lachniso and Birchas Erison La'achar Asiyasan, who are dinami Birchas Ala Mitzvos. The Mestamagam can Yishlevarch Achara Hiduk. Achlefimai Dekai Melon Nevarch and Birchas Erison over Asiyasan. Hachanam Dekai Melon the Birchas Ala Mitzvos Mevarch and La Over Asiyasan. Bekodim Hiduk Asher Rosh. V'dokete b'lashon atosus of brachos shekasav na asher roshi gemar mitzvah v'ikar yesh b'dal batim varch ala mitzvahs near ki'ilu atosus mistapkin b'biyur shitas rabbeinu tam in ma'afa yideh hanachas tefillin shel yad gam ken chal kedusha miyuchedas. It's as if Tosus wondered, do the tefillin shel yad also help you achieve this status, the chalos, or only the tefillin shel rosh? Rabbi Maskowitz, I don't know if you're on, but two more minutes, I'm so sorry, but I had a few minutes in the bank for the last few weeks. A beautiful, beautiful insight. The value, the transformation. When you put on your tefillin tomorrow, my friends, that you should put on your tefillin with this additional kavana, that not only are we fulfilling a maisa ha-mitzvah, the aniach tefillin, but we are fulfilling a chalos, that a guf kadosh, we are a kakafta demarach tefillin, v'yero kolam yaretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha, that they all see that we're wearing tefillin, we have an altogether different status. I wanted to also go through this beautiful piece that Chaim shared with me from the Rav, Shiuri HaRav, on Birchas HaTefillin. Maybe we'll do this next week and do one more, maybe. If not, we'll start a new topic, thinking about Tosefa Shabbos, expanding on what we're doing in Smichus Chaver, a Chabura on Tosefa Shabbos. Shkoich, thank you for being with us. And I hand it over to Rabbi Masko to encourage everyone to stay and learn with the great, the one, the only, the fancy microphone, Rabbi Gavriel Pinchas Moskowitz.